That Georgia law, according to Deal spokesperson Brian Robinson, states the governor must appoint a 3-member panel to investigate the indictment of a public official. But in this case, says Robinson,
Sheriff Hill was indicted while a private citizen, and he was elected by the people of Clayton County, who were fully aware of the facts.
While the language of the law is clear, says WABE legal analyst Paige Pate, the governor's interpretation is not.
There's nothing in the statute to indicate that it matters when the public official was indicted, because the whole point of this statute is to protect people in that particular county from having a sheriff who is currently under criminal indictment from holding his office.
Because Victor Hill is now a public official and the indictment could harmfully affect Hill's administration of office, Pate says a panel is necessary.
So I think by the plain, clear language of the statute, the governor should appoint a panel, and the panel needs to review the indictment to see if it affects adversely the ability of him to do his job while the case is pending. I do not understand the interpretation coming from the governor's office.
As for another course of action to challenge the governor's decision, Paige Pate says there is another option.
There is the possibility that that person or that group of people could convince a court to issue what's called a writ of mandamus, which basically would attempt to force the governor to comply with the plain language of the statute.
However, Pate says that would be difficult to prove because basically you're alleging the governor is not doing his job. Sheriff Hill's trial is scheduled for February. Rose Scott, WABE News.